want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. Geocache, and if you need help, we're right there in the flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash. All the geocaching podcast. The geocaching podcast.
Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 360, recorded live on July 16, 2014. I'm your host, Head Hard Hat with
Daryl W. Four,
Scott Burks,
and Stevens at Infinitum.
You can join our chat room and watch our live video stream, plus participate with us as we record this episode. All this and more can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Be sure to contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. You can also find us on Twitter at geocachingpodcast.com/Twitter and Facebook at geocachingpodcast.com/Facebook. This episode is sponsored by cache-advance.com for all your geocaching needs. Cache-advance.com. Go find it. Yes, I believe that is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it is a train.
I want to preface this episode with, if you're not watching this, if you're actually listening to this, stop listening, go to YouTube, and watch this.
Yes, this is definitely
worth seeing, especially with Corey upside down, by the way, sir.
Yeah, this is a very visual show. But hey,
the anti-gravity show.
Hey, Scott and Corey, I need you guys to each go to your glimpse and re-up your glimpses, because I'm looking at these. Corey, you're going to expire at about 80 seconds, and Scott, you got a little over 3 minutes. So just
3 minutes,
80 seconds
before it expires. Okay. So go in and just hit the plus 15 a few times, and that way we'll be good throughout.
Where is that? Wait, how do I do that?
It says I got 3 hours left.
Really? It's telling me that you got.
We never talked about that. How do I do that?
You know what?
Now while you do that,
never mind. Never mind. It's reporting arrival instead.
As a before I arrive?
So it's saying that you've got 5 minutes to arrive and 80 seconds to arrive, and it's changing on the fly, so ignore me.
Okay, so let's explain what we're doing. This is episode 350. This is what we've got some different terminology, but basically this is a glimpse geocaching experiment.
Right.
And right now, I'm in North Carolina in the GeoSnippet studios. Daryl W4 is in Michigan in his studio. Corey is in Montana doing whatever Montanans do in their car. And Scott's in
wood carving.
He's whittling. And Scott Burks is in his car in Chicago. So he's either going to get stopped by the police or get carjacked. One of the two. Something's going to happen.
Or get shot. Or get shot. Come on.
He is in front of a 7-Eleven.
I'm in front of a 7-Eleven right now.
It's going to be a good video. Anyway, you slice this. This is going to be good. So we're using Glimpse to illustrate how we're going to try to find some geocaches using Glimpse.
Yes.
But let's cut into some of this real quick. The sun is going down quickly in Chicago, and we still got a couple hours left in Montana. But let's just go through this a little bit. Guys, you're going to start heading out your way towards where you're going to need to park, yes?
Yes, I have absolutely no idea where I'm going. So
okay, so we're going to do a little bit of the banter.
You are leading me.
The guys are going to get led. Daryl, is it easier just to start helping him as far as how he needs to get there? Because he's going to need the most help.
I was going to say, we're already out of order. So why don't we just jump right into the show and we'll do the banter as time permits later.
I'll do it.
Geocaching question of the day, the news, and all that stuff.
We can fill that in. That's the beauty of publishing my own show. I can do that. We'll fill in where we need to. All right, guys, let's go. I'm going to put the main screen on. And for the people listening to the podcast, we're going to explain things as much as we can verbally without swearing. And
right? I'll try. I'm out in public now. So
where did you go, Scott? can you turn? Do you have a headlight or anything on? I can't even see your face.
There you go. How's that?
Oh!
How's that?
All right. So we're actually using Glimpse. That's Glympse, which is a location application that you can get on iOS, on Android, and on Windows Phone. And I really kind of wish this was something you could have on a PC as well, because that would have been really sweet to do.
Right.
Well, you can view from anything that has a web browser, and it's actually built into BlackBerry 10 as well.
Awesome. Good stuff. So, right. Why don't you explain what we're looking at on the screen?
Well, for those of you watching, we're looking at Scott's Glimpse, and he's the little arrow that's pointing kind of toward the street right now. And the cache that he's heading to is that little pin with a circle, GC56MM6, in that little green space over there. So we have to play Pac-Man and have him gobble up all these little dots as he gets to that cache.
Yeah, preface it with, I've never been to this cache. I have not logged this cache at all. I've never seen this cache at all. I have no idea where I'm going or where it is. I vaguely know where it is, but I've never been there, never logged it.
Right. Okay, so let's see if we can get him there and get you to where the police can get involved.
Because let me say, it's right next to a police station, that I know. So we may have an on-air LEO, don't be surprised.
So an individual with a flashlight next to a police station by the waterfront, what could happen?
We're going there. Let's go.
All right.
Are you ready, Daryl?
Yeah, well, I would say let's get out of the parking lot there.
All right.
And I'm as you start moving, our arrow should start to move as you start to move.
Okay, give me a sec. I'm assuming I'm going east, correct? That's where I'm going?
Well, it looks like you're going to have to head south ultimately, but it's like South Monroe Street. Is that what that road is?
No.
No, McLean.
No, that's McLean.
Yeah, so you have to head south on South McLean.
Going that way?
Wow, the arrow's actually turning. That's kind of.
Is it working?
Yeah, the arrow's turning around, and it's being really confusing because it thinks you're going forward as you're going backward because it has no idea what direction your car moves in.
He's going in circles.
Now it should settle. Here we go. Now it should settle.
So now you need to take like a right turn out of there and head, I don't know, probably about a half a mile because we have no scale.
Okay.
But you're going to turn left on West Spring Street.
West on Spring Street. Got it.
Well, you're turning left on West Spring Street.
Okay.
Right? No, left. Left, correct.
Left, right?
Right. While he's doing that, Corey, did you want to get yourself into the parking lot for that park where you have to be?
Okay.
Presumably, you know where you're going.
I know where the park is. I haven't ventured into the other side where the cache is supposed to be, but...
We'll do that once you get to the parking lot, then, I guess, and watch you get eaten by the bears.
Either way, we're going to get some good video out of this.
The sky is ridiculous out here. It's going to pour in about 10 minutes.
No, I've got Scott on the screen as we go here, and, you can see the clouds in the background. Not too bad. The sun's fading in the sunset.
All right, I am turning left on Spring Street.
Yeah, so. It's going to be the next street to your left, according to the maps here. And for anyone who does want to check this out. And then you're going to go till it basically tees, it looks like, on North LaFox Street.
Okay.
Either that or you go in the water.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're going to make another left turn there. So you're making a left there.
There we go.
Make another left turn.
And anyone who wants to play with this, it's just Glimpse, GlympseGlympse.com if you want more information. And it is a great little tool for all kinds of things. You don't necessarily have to have these destinations. I use it a lot of the time just to share where I am during my travels. And we did a whole show on GeoGearheads with one of the guys from Glimpse. So if you want to check out that for a lot more information on Glimpse, that's show 126. Meanwhile, Corey's like strobing.
Well, he actually has sun, so that's a good thing.
See, and I thought he was under attack by aliens.
I fell in love with this solar flare thing that they did on Star Trek. It was great.
So it's the J.J. Abrams version of the Hangout app.
Soon to be Star Wars as well. Soon to be Star Wars lens flare, yes. All right, this is, I'm at Collins Road right now. That's not it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be about two roads up.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
In a bigger road. And Native Texan in the chat room says, are y'all sharing, she's from Texas, y'all sharing from...
Well, there's, wait, that was, I just passed, or did I just pass, is it spring? What am I going on to? No, I'm going
you're going
one,
to North La Fox Street.
Got it. Okay.
I'm here. It should literally be the next street up.
So take, take a left.
I'm in a stop. I'm in a stop sign. I'm taking a left right now.
And then you're going to take a right into the park.
I see four police in the parking lot. Okay. Am I turning here, Daryl? Can you see where I am? Am I turning here?
Yep, you're turning left there.
Okay. All right. I don't think this is a parking lot. These are. It's blocked.
Yeah, so I just popped.
Well, there's a Prairie Street here, and it says it's going to be the next
sticking
month.
Up right in front of my face.
All right. I'm here, Daryl.
Ah, I see. Okay. So, yeah, you're going to have to walk across some grass.
Okay.
Can you handle that?
I think so. Hold on.
Well, that does require that the battery not die for you.
I know. So let's... Okay, let's turn my car off. Okay.
All right, so you're going to head off to the left.
To the left, okay.
And there's a, dirt road.
I see. I'm walking towards the dirt road right now.
Yep, and that connects to Stone Street.
Hold on, I'll show you. Hold on a second. Let me flip my camera around. There you go. There you go.
Awesome.
Ooh. Well, that's not the dirt road we want. You're going to want to take the... a hard left in a little bit here and cross that field and head toward the water.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you want to see the river?
Yeah, let's see the river.
All right, hold on. This is the Fox River is what I'm taking you to.
Oh, look at that big old bright spot.
See, right, hold on. See right there? That's the police station right there. Can you see the cop cars? Yeah, that's the police station.
Hello, officer.
You see those clouds, dude? Check those out.
Yeah, you got a nice, nice, don't laugh there, Scott. You got a nice beaver tail there. I'm just saying.
All right. You want to take a hard left and head over to the dirt
the
road.
The guardrail?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. I'm taking you to the river.
Okay, fine. Be there.
Oh, of course, there's freaking muggles here, too, to top it all off.
Well, of course,
see the muggles? They're right behind that tree right there. Hold on. I'll get you there quicker. Ooh, it's cold out. Damn. Hold on.
Chicago in July and it's cold.
That's right. Here you go. Can you hear it at all?
No.
There you go. How's that? Can you see it?
I can see the picnic table and the tree and the river.
Hold on.
Oh, and look, a drug deal. That's cool.
Ooh, it's so pretty.
There you go. There's a river for you.
That's got quite a current there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. A little bridge right there.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a river. All right, I got a low battery here, so come on.
All right.
Talk to me.
So you're going to have to turn around and head back toward the other street there, that Stone Street with the dirt road. So if you want to just kind of follow the... guardrail back, that might be your best thing. Just, to your left, follow the guardrail.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, except, guess what? Our glimpse has stopped.
Yeah, it's because I'm down to 10%.
Yeah.
It ate it. That doesn't help me at all. It's got to be on this guardrail. It's got to be on this guardrail.
Well, you're probably still a long way from it, because it was back toward the... street back toward the rope almost. My guess is probably about 100 to 200 feet from the rope at the end of Stone Street. Or cable or whatever that is.
Let's see. I mean, this is a long guardrail without any help. It's a long guardrail.
Yes, that is. Now, meanwhile, Corey, it looks like you're actually staged at the park now.
Yes, I'm somewhere out here.
So it looks like pretty much you just have to walk over to down that Shady Glen Drive, same direction you had already been going, and head into the woods. So why don't you start walking that way while we're waiting for Scott to get a little closer.
His arrival in 15 seconds.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, Daryl, I think what happened is I took the wrong turn, I think is what happened.
Yeah,
I think I should have taken that turn.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were saying you didn't think where there was parking there, so.
Oh. Okay, so I'm here.
Yep, okay. So we could see that little blip that you cross, that little like stone patch or whatever. It's like halfway between whatever that barrier is, so that you can't drive through Stone Street Inn.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking. See? I'm looking. Just for the record, this thing hasn't been found in a month.
Okay. We just lost Scott's video.
Yeah, I was going to say, Scott, I think we lost video due to battery issues now as well.
Oh, wait a minute. We
got it back. All right. All right, I'm all the way to the thing here.
Yeah, so now you're too far.
Definitely too far?
Yeah.
You're saying it's halfway?
Yeah, it's like halfway between-ish. Probably, if anything, a little bit more toward the barrier than the gravel or whatever that is.
I would use that big tree across the way.
Yeah, but it does look like it's in the tree from the name that it was originally titled. We think it's probably the guardrail.
This tree thing?
Probably.
It's the big one.
La, 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 la. No, not seeing a tree.
I think the birds are going to carry Corey away.
Hold on.
Chicken rocks.
Did you get it?
Nope.
Oh.
Nothing.
While Scott's looking, why don't we get Corey getting on his...
Yeah, get Corey moving, yeah.
Yeah, Corey's already heading down the trail. Let's see where he is now.
I'm just walking. I don't know how far I need to go.
You're about halfway, it looks like, to the parking lot.
Oh, boy, I got to go a lot further then.
Yeah.
Looks like you come up to a kind of a parking lot kind of thing.
Yeah, there's like a parking lot and a turnaround. You might have actually been able to drive a little closer, actually.
Oh.
It looks like it is almost a park and grab.
Oh, I guess it is.
It's kind of cool being able to see the arrow move right along with this, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you get that nice little trail. If you really wanted to, you could actually save these tracks to Evernote as well.
Well, see, because on the satellite view, the road actually stops back there, so.
Oh. Well, we're looking at the satellite view right now, and I can see the road, so meh.
Well, I mean, not on the satellite view, but on the street view.
Ah,
sorry.
Got it.
Yeah, so you're actually coming up to the roundabout part of it. The arrow seems to be back to probably about 15, 20 steps where
in. What you're going to want to do is pretty much just kind of follow the road as through the island there, that roundabout. Kind of imagine that same arc, and it's going to hit like right at the cache location, at the secret hiding place.
Secret hidey hole.
Yes, and it looks like there's actually kind of a trail at the with a hole in the guardrail, and you're going to kind of go in there, but you're going to head off to the right rather than kind of straighten to the right a little bit rather than heading with the trail to the left.
Oh, okay. I can see what I'm looking for kind of now. Okay. Scott's in the dark somewhere.
Hey, I'm here.
This is fun.
I'm just not seeing it. It's not in any of the normal spots.
All right, to your left, though, is where you're looking for the trail. To your left, Corey.
Of course, I've got a muggle walking down, like sitting, standing. I don't know if you guys can see him. Do you see him?
Yeah.
So that's not helping the situation at all.
Who is this crazy guy playing with his phone? All right, Corey, you're getting pretty close, and it's going to be, like, hard to your right. Oh, you're going the wrong way. Other way, Corey.
I do have rocks, but this is like a one-and-a-half, isn't it, Darryl?
Okay.
Let's check that real quick, because I don't remember. I thought it was.
Yeah, Corey, I think you're going the wrong way.
It wouldn't be the first time.
And
George. Let's see, the jungle.
Your back four is a 1.5, 1.5. And it says it's supposed to be a quick park and grab.
Yeah.
Park in the small dirt parking area. Other parking is available at the police station.
That's funny.
The lightning bug.
Oh, I love lightning bugs. They're so much fun.
I don't see it, man.
Oh no.
Okay, so
let's get a bearing on Corey.
If I'm on that dirt square, Darryl. I'm standing on that dirt square.
The like big bar that crosses that road?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Corey, it looks like you're way past the cache, by the way. You want to head back like half the distance between you and that parking lot is where the cache is. So you're going to want to take like a right if the arrow is correct and head straight back. All right, so you're at that whatever this is, Scott. Okay, here's probably a better indicator. Looking at the satellite images, it should be like right where the shoreline kind of stops. Yeah.
Okay, that helps. Look at so you can see where the shoreline kind of stops right there.
Not really. Right now, all I can see is kind of black.
Oh well, you're not helping.
Corey, you're like close to where it is.
Yeah.
You're not.
Well, that wasn't it.
You still have to head back toward the parking area.
But you're in the right way.
Skeeters.
Yeah, and if the arrow is the right direction, it's to your right.
Okay, this is about the only thing open right here.
Okay, you're actually coming up to the parking lot now, yes?
Yeah, this is the only thing right here that's
open.
I'm
not getting movement really on your arrow, so we're kind of...
He just started moving up.
Yeah, just started drifting a little bit. But let's take a look at the cache page. And secret hiding spot. It's a 2, 1.5, so it might be a little bit tougher.
I love the dump.
Well, I'm looking at this thing right here. That's kind of out of the ordinary.
I got nothing, Darryl. I'm going to the tree again.
All right.
Well, we had pieces of electrical fallout.
Well,
I broke it.
That's definitely a cache.
All right, Corey.
Corey wins.
Holy cow. So that's that whole thing's fake?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sandwich container, yeah. Nice little cash container.
Okay, so for the people that are listening to the podcast, what Corey has found is a what looks like a an outlet meter. It's one of those, 4-inch by 6-inch gray meters with a PVC pipe going down to the bottom to the ground from it. It's attached to a log, it looks like, or a...
Yeah, a telephone pole.
It's attached to a telephone pole, yeah.
And he opened it up, and some stuff came out that are electronic parts with a big geocaching G in the center of it. And then it had a nice lock and lock box on the inside of it that you could pull out that has the log. It's a sandwich container.
Yeah, pretty good sandwich container. It actually has a good sealing lid on it.
Meanwhile, awesome. Scott's still looking for his cash. Now, Scott,
I'm looking for my park and grab.
Yeah, take a look back out so I can kind of see where the water line is, the shoreline. Yeah, see, you're probably a little too far.
Yeah, I know, but I looked to the west of me. I'm just gonna start walking the rail and see if the cords just suck or stunk. Sorry.
Yeah, I have a feeling that cash might not be there anymore.
I agree. I mean, if you could see, there's like in every part of this thing, there's garbage.
Yeah.
Like, people are putting garbage in there, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, someone probably found it and eliminated the cash.
Probably. Hasn't been found in a month.
And it looks like the reason is because it's not there to be found. The question is, are people just not logging? Or,
not logging their DNFs?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't log this a DNF. I wouldn't. I will deny it, but I wouldn't just because, like, that doesn't mean it's not there, you know?
Right.
I just might not be seeing it. It is, like I say, it is getting dark out right now, so it's a little...
Yeah, that doesn't help us either. But yeah, last found on the 23rd by two people, so really... This probably has only been found four times.
Right.
Even though there's five logs.
One little problem.
Did you forget
your pen? I don't know if you see these little guys on me.
Yeah, it's not focusing.
Oh, yeah. All over.
They're looking for blood donations.
I'm getting eaten. Yeah, and they're getting it, too. I'm getting eaten alive.
Duh. So
it's
get
all
it, yeah, get it locked up and put away. Get the heck out of here.
It's all for posterity. Come on.
That's a loud train.
That's me.
Of course, it's Chicago. How can you avoid the trains?
Yeah, I'm seeing nothing on this one. I'm at the big white thing, so I'm walking towards the water line, which is right there. I know it's getting hard to see it.
Yeah. See, the big white thing, you're going to want to be back about halfway. It looks like there's the
You can see it. Can you see it, Daryl?
No, I can't see much of anything.
No?
Oh, I can kind of see it.
Yeah, it's right there. That's the big white thing you're seeing.
Ah, yes, okay. Yeah, so it's...
I got it.
Could that train be any more obnoxious, really?
Oh, I'm sure it can.
Jesus! We hear you! Okay, you're coming! We get it! Okay!
Yeah, if it is in the guardrail, the cords are going to be off anyhow. So, yeah, I don't really know, but I would say that whole area on the guardrail between that white thing and the end of the road are going to be fair game.
And I've searched it. Five times. Maybe it's in the trees. I don't know.
Is it up underneath, maybe?
I've looked all the way down down the whole thing.
Yeah, but sometimes I've seen where they have those little, rubber or wooden standoffs, and it's up underneath that.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes where the wood markers spin off, and they're hiding in between, or...
There's no wood markers. It's all metal. Look, it's all...
Yeah, no rubber, no anything?
Yeah, look.
All right.
Nope, it's all metal.
Here you guys go. Here's an extra little treat for you guys.
Is that ducks?
The geese. There's some Canadian geese, yes, because I'm that close.
Speaking of which, I was corrected because I said Canadian geese before. They are not Canadian geese. They're Canada geese. They don't have passports or a driver's license stating they're from Canada.
No, I was actually proof.
I was told this by a Canadian. So.
All right.
Hey.
Well, while we're doing that, do we want to do the news real quick?
Yeah, let's do the news.
Yeah, I'm bailing on this one.
All right. Let's move on to the news. Let me grab it.
Oh, look at the ducks. Corey, chase them.
Attendees of the West Bend Cash Bash will have something else to do this year. The West Bend Four Seasons Geo Tour opened this weekend with 20 geocaches. Passports can be printed from a link at visitwestbend.com/geocaching or picked up from the West Bend Area Chamber of Commerce for a chance at a limited edition Four Seasons Geo coin. Details of the point system to earn that coin are available on the passport, so check out the show notes for that link.
You know, they can also see me and Walt live on the main stage Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
There you go.
The Chicago Geocacher podcast.
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys are going to be going after that coin, too.
Oh, sure. I'm going for the weekend. So
it's only 20. But I took a look at that passport, and you need to do more than the 20 caches, I think it is. You have to, like, eat at one of the restaurants in town that's approved to get the stamp. But you have to get the stamps and the code words. And really, it looks like even if you didn't do any of the caches, you could probably, like, stay there a week in one of their, cooperating hotels and get the coin just from that week's stay.
Well, I'm going for the weekend, so I'll have ample time to get what I need to get, I hope.
Yeah, there you go. And hopefully the hotel that you're staying at is one of those participating hotels, and you'll be able to get it from that.
I don't know. Ooh, look. Oh, Andy, a cop.
Yay.
Can you ask him for help?
Act nonchalant. You'll be fine.
It's so dark I can't see anything.
I know. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
There you go.
There we go.
I got dogs in the background, too. That's always good. Yeah.
I'm right by somebody's house.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. While we're waiting for all the rest of us to gain up, let's do the geocaching question of the day and get that passed through. Here we go. Question of the day.
Hey, cachers, I'm Lookout Lisa from Cache Advance, your host for the geocaching question of the day. Well, I've been caching since 2002, and I've been in the business of geocaching since 2005. Monday through Thursday, we ask our followers on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+ a question about geocaching. We recently asked, have you ever attended a geocaching campout? Well, after telling all the answers, we found that 58% of cachers have attended a geocaching campout. And many, many more are planning to do their very first camp out very soon. So here's what we heard. Donna on Facebook said, yes, in Central Connecticut. It was a lot of fun. I cached until 2 in the morning. Way to go, Donna. Clayton, who's also on Facebook, said, a few weeks ago, and again at the Bash for this year, camped at events in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Florida, and Australia. Wow, Clayton, you're really getting around. That's great. And Jay Chager, I hope I've pronounced that right, on Twitter shared, absolutely, it's become the highlight of the summer. And I think that you and I are going to be seeing each other at the Washington State Geocaching Association camp out coming up here in just a few weeks. That'll be a lot of fun.
Ooh.
Well, we really enjoyed hearing about geocaching campouts, and you can too if you follow us, Cache Advance, on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. The geocaching question of the day. Thanks, and happy caching and camping.
All right. Well, thank you, Lisa, from Cache Advance. Good stuff. Well, guys, you know what? We actually hit this just about right time-wise. And it looks like from the video, Corey's out still enjoying the trails. And Mr. Scott is hiding
driving.
From the... Well, he's driving from the police and getting to his spot. Daryl, what's your conclusions with this glimpse, at least as far as in general, because this was a cool experiment. People have been wanting to have us go out and try to find some geocaches live. And, there are a couple little bits of bugs here, but overall, I think this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of issues with lag and such through Hangouts, too. But, you know, the 50% find rate here seems to be not all that different from what I'm doing in my own caching. But I think we just lost Corey as he went down the slide. I think he lost his phone.
Oh, that's not good.
Lost his phone.
Geocaching podcast is not responsible for personal property and liabilities thereof, which. Oh, there he is. He's back. That's good. I'm just saying.
So did you lose your phone, Corey, as you went down the slide?
I haven't gotten it. Ready? Here we go.
So that
Corey, be careful, your grandpa, for Christ's sake.
Wow.
How many ways could this show go wrong right now?
That was a success.
Was it now?
Well, I guess.
Smiley! And a success with this now.
Now, just a reminder, folks, if you're listening to the audio-only version of this, you probably do want to go watch the YouTube video, because otherwise you're missing so much of this episode.
Good stuff. This is good. Alrighty. Well, I think we're pretty much set here. We've done all the damage we can do in one night.
Oh, shit. Yep. There's a hole.
Wow.
Always to pay attention to where you're walking, not the device in your hand, Corey.
I believe the term is focus.
What?
And pay focus. Attention, yes.
Focus.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so much. We had a good time. And, wow, we're going to have to try this again because this was a lot of fun. All right, we hope you find folks enjoyed this too. And like Daryl said, please make sure you go and check out the video version of this. We'll have both on the podcast website and for you to listen to and watch us off of your favorite podcasters as well. Scott, thank you so much for taking life and limb out being in Chicago at night on the waterfront. And Mr. Corey, thank you for life and limb of finding the geocache and being out in the wild of Montana.
Yes, sir.
Are you on like a merry-go-round? Is that it?
No, there were little kids on a merry-go-round, so I made my own.
Oh, we'll just leave it with that. All right, well, thanks, guys. You do appreciate good stuff. Let's do this. There we go. Please be sure to join us each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast right here on the Geocaching Podcast website, www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Video version of our show is available on YouTube. Audio version is available on our home website, iTunes, Stitcher, and many of your favorite podcatchers. We love hearing from our viewers and listeners, so please visit us through our social media sites. Contact us. We are on voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. The Geocaching Podcast is a Head Hard Hat production and is produced by Daryl Wattenberg and Andy Smith. This show is copyright 2014 by Andrew T. Smith. All rights reserved.